News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
A Sligo representative is calling for targeted tax breaks to help businesses hire students because she believes that young people are struggling to find part-time work. The calls are being made by Fianna Fáil Sligo County Councillor Adele McSherry, who is with us this morning. Adele, what is it that you want done for businesses?
Good morning, Anton. Yes, it's just to incentivise employers to employ part-time students, third-level students, because they're having difficulty competing for jobs in the labour market, where understandably employers are seeking staff who can offer consistent availability throughout the week and throughout the year. And, you know, students have their commitments in terms of their academic work, their lectures, their assignments, their exams, and they're only available at certain times. So just to incentivise, they are finding difficulty in the regions, in Sligo and surrounding regions.
And incentivise them how?
To secure employment. To reduce their employer PRSI that the employers pay, just a targeted reduction for these particular cohort of students. And this would really help them deal with the rising cost of rent and cost of living and supplement their SUSE grants or other their parents, where their parents are actually funding their education. So and there's a willingness for these students to actually work. And they
About 9%, is that what it is?
It's 9%. Yes, for that particular cohort who would be working at probably minimal wage of 14.15 an hour, that would be 9%. To reduce that for this targeted reduction for this particular cohort, incentivising the employers to offset the difficulties that they would encounter in employing
and
students who can't offer the same consistency.
And if you're, as you say, looking at an employee and you're saying, well, look, if I hire this person, I don't get consistent hours. They're going to be no fault of their own, but unreliable because some days that I want them, they won't be able to because of exam pressures and everything else. Mm-hmm. Is the equivalent of 50 quid a week going to offset all that?
Well, it will certainly offer an incentive, Anton, you know, to actually employ these students, because a lot of these students are going to be energetic, motivated, and we're preparing our students for future employment and bringing transferable skills into the market. So it would give some incentive for and currently employers do try to employ students, and they are free during the summer months when times are busy in retail, possibly, but certainly in hospitality. So it would help them to continuously employ these students and give them some income during and throughout the year. And there's other incentives that I asked for as well in the motion, and was unanimously backed by the Sligo County Council. And that was also to look at a structured, coordinated national approach, encouraging public bodies to employ students during the summer months, like exists in the civil service with those temporary clerical officer competitions.
The fairness in this? I mean, if I'm 20 years of age and I have left school and I'm not going to college and I'm trying to get work, and I find myself in a situation where I am competing with somebody who is in college, who is in the process of getting a degree, and who the government has made a cheaper employee than me.
Well, I suppose really there are, if you are available for work full time, there is quite 100% employment. So there is the opportunities there to get work, and certainly no scheme should come in that would disadvantage somebody available for work full time. I suppose it really.
But if I'm available for work part time.
Well, I suppose this too is, a lot of times it's people who are already on, who are already maybe over the age or a little bit older, who are doing it and available more on a consistent basis. So it's just incentivizing for students to actually get work. But no, there should be no incentive that would disadvantage people who need full-time work.
But what about people who need part-time work? Because you can't advantage one cohort without disadvantaging the other.
Well, I suppose there is 100% employment. And I suppose it's really for those cohorts of students, of people who perhaps are doing it as maybe not needing a complete income like students do. So it's just making it more available for students.
But sorry, the thrust, as I understand it, Adele, of the whole idea is that when I am an employer, I look at two possible candidates. One is a student and therefore 9% cheaper. One is not a student and therefore 9% more expensive. I'm incentivized to pick the student because I'll save money. That disadvantages people who aren't third level students.
Well, there is 100% employment. So there is employment for people who can work consistently.
But then the scheme can't work at all, surely?
Well, the scheme can work, and certainly in the, within the public service, the scheme can work to actually allow for annual leave, etc. And by offering some scheme across the public service, the scheme can actually work. And of course, people will be interviewed, and the best person for the job will be identified. But if there is a scheme that that the public service can offer for summertime employment, students are very suitable to actually take up that type of employment.
Adele, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Adele McSherry, Fianna Fáil, Sligo County Councillor.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.